One of the reasons that fasting mimicking is healthier and better and more effective than regular fasting is that we get all the benefits of fasting, which is getting your body into autophagy, where it goes and clears out those damaged cells. But our body's really smart about how it does that. It's not going to target healthy cells. When it gets into this, you know, fasting state, your body goes after those weak or damaged cells, these inflammatory cells, these precancerous cells, these cells that didn't replicate correctly and aren't functioning real well. We don't want those continuing. Those create the building blocks for all the diseases and problems we just talked about.
You are listening to the Pain and Performance Podcast with Dr. Derek Hines.
Hey everyone, Derek Hines here. Welcome to the podcast where I'll share with you the patterns, insights, research, and technologies that we use in my own pain and performance practice to help people improve their health, speed their healing, and increase their longevity. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy it. All right, good day, my friends. Welcome to 2024. And today on the podcast, I'm going to talk about something that my family has been doing to improve health, improve aging, increase stem cells, reduce inflammation, reduce our risk for cancer, reduce our risk for neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, dementia, and to improve our healing response, but also our waistline, which is not to be necessarily thrown away. But before I get to some of that stuff, I did want to kind of mention a little bit. A lot of times this time of year, I am going back through a lot of the goals that I want. And I think in particular, like I'll go through and I do think it's worth for you to identify how your goals from health, relationships, business, purpose, spiritual health, financial health, how all those things kind of interrelate. We often will make goals around each one of them, but I think if you really think about it, those relate to each other on a stronger level than some people give it credit for. The better your health is, the more energy you have, the more likely you are to set bigger goals, to go after things, to have the energy to pull late nights and to kind of make those extra calls and go through a lot of that stuff. So I think it's worth it to take some time, whether you buy into the New Year's resolution thing or not. I do think it's a great time to reflect and look back at your last year and say, what were my highlights? What were the really good parts of last year that I thought were very good? And I think on top of that, it's worth saying, what were the hard parts? What were the parts of last year that challenged me in a way that I didn't expect? What would I change about those, or what could I alter about those challenges? And then on those answers, we will come to the questions of, now that I'm looking forward, what do I want to continue doing that I was getting great results from last year? And what do I want to start doing? What new do I want in my life? And then one of the most important questions you can ask if you're coming to this early in the year or at any point in time is probably, what am I going to stop doing this year? What are the things that, based on my goals and what I want for myself, my health, my, you know, finances, business, you can take this anywhere, but let's stay on health for a moment. What am I going to stop doing this year? And if we take that down to the smallest thing that you know you can do, I promise you that if you find something that you can stop doing that you know you need to and make that consistent, that you will see dramatic improvements. Even if you make some rules that you can absolutely follow around what you're stopping doing. So if you know that fast food is an issue, you don't have to say that I'm never eating fast food this year. That's not realistic. But you can say that I'm not going to eat fast food during the week. Like, those are rules. Can I follow that? Yes. And I'm prescribing how I'm going to stop doing this thing. That can be incredibly valuable for people to identify those things they need to stop and get out of their life, no matter what this is in. If this is people, if this is business, if this is professional life, spiritual life, relationships, I think the most important question after going through this exercise is to say, what am I going to stop doing? So I hope that gets y'all started. We really want people to start and have their best year ever. The Pain and Performance Podcast continues to grow. I appreciate y'all sharing this show. Extremely exciting. And whenever I hear somebody who's saying, I'm listening to it, I get this value out of it. It makes my day. I'll be completely honest. I love it. We're trying to put together really great information that can help you improve your health, improve your life, improve your healing process. And today's show is no different. So if we do this one thing and you do this regularly, the research says around this is that we will heal better. We will lose weight. Everybody likes that. We will reduce our risk for cancer. We will reduce our risk for Alzheimer's. We will reduce our risk for cardiovascular disease. We'll decrease pain is another big one. And we'll have much better brain function and energy. That sounds crazy if you're listening to that list and you're like, if this is a pill, I'm going to take it. If this is a medication, I want it. When we're going through this, what we're talking about is something called the fasting mimicking diet. And this is something that my family has been doing probably 3 to 4 times a year regularly. And we call that a reset for a couple of reasons. Because you're resetting the health of your nervous system, your cellular system, your inflammatory system. A little quick, if y'all have listened to this, y'all probably know I've talked about the benefits of certain types of fasting. And one thing we're going to do on this is talk about what type is better. But when we look at the research around the fasting mimicking diet, one of the reasons that fasting mimicking is healthier and better and more effective than regular fasting is that we get all the benefits of fasting, which is getting your body into autophagy, where it goes and clears out those damaged cells. But our body's really smart about how it does that. It's not going to target healthy cells. When it gets into this, you know, fasting state, your body goes after those weak or damaged cells, these inflammatory cells, these precancerous cells, these cells that didn't replicate correctly and aren't functioning real well. We don't want those continuing. Those create the building blocks for all the diseases and problems we just talked about. Now, if you just do like a water-only fast, when you get into that, you're still going to get all of those things. But we don't have the nutrients to continue production normally of muscle development. And so we do use muscle as fuel when we get into that. There comes a certain point in our life where muscle is an absolute premium and we don't want to trade muscle for almost anything. And so for that reason, we look at the fasting mimicking diet. And when you get to the fasting mimicking diet, it gives you all those same benefits, but we don't lose muscle mass. And that is so vital. If you're over 50, we want to hold and build as much muscle as possible. Now, I've heard me talk about that on here. So we don't want to lose muscle mass, but we still want to get all of these benefits of reducing cancer and Alzheimer's and pain and producing stem cells to heal the body from the inside out. And that's what doing this regularly can do. So if we look at the data of it during this fast, before you go on a fasting mimicking diet, the reason that people feel so much better after and during and pain goes down and all these things happen is that our stem cell production will go from about 0.3%, something to that, to about 1.6. So that's like a roughly a 5x increase in stem cell production by our body during a fasting mimicking diet. That is massive. And the reason it does that, I think, is really smart. Our body goes into that fasting state and it's clearing out these damaged cells. So our body's like, well, we must need to replace the cells we've quote unquote eaten. So let's replace those with healthy cells. And so it increases the stem cell production in there. If we continue going down and you look at the studies around inflammation, let's say, during this 5-day fasting mimicking diet, which before I go too far and you like stop listening because you hear the word fasting, you get like five quote unquote meals on the fasting mimicking diet. You get a breakfast, you get a snack, you get a soup for lunch, you get another snack, you get a soup for dinner, and then on some days you even get like a dessert snack. And so This is really well done. And we use a company called Prolon, which was founded by Dr. Valter Longo, the world's leading researcher on fasting. And you can contact our office if you're looking at doing this. The office number is 337-504-5144. You can call us and we'll talk you through it or send you to some information. AcadianaPain.com/reset, R-E-S-E-T, will take you to quite a bit of information on it as well. So that's what it is. That's what this like kind of start 2024 fast is. But if we go into the studies around what happens when people get into this state, we reduce IGF-1, which is a marker of inflammation, C-reactive protein, another marker of inflammation, by about 50% in both of those cases. So we can reduce inflammation significantly by doing this in a very natural way. And the main part of that is that your body goes to that kind of reduction in damaging cells, and inflammatory cells are one of those that get cleared out and reduced when you go into this fasting mimicking state. So across the board, I think pain levels improve significantly in a vast majority of people. Hey, my friends, I hope you are enjoying this episode of the Pain and Performance Podcast. We have a goal to get this show into the top 10 of the health and wellness category. And with the amazing guests and the reviews and ratings that we've gotten from y'all, we are well on our way. But if you haven't yet, please take a second and leave a review, leave a rating. That's what really kind of pushes the show forward. So thank you so much. I will love you and send you a virtual hug. Thanks, and back to the show. Now, one of the reasons people do this time of year, and my family is no exception, is that, you know, the holidays we have overconsumed in a lot of ways. And sometimes that means that we have increased certain inches in certain places. And so if you look at the clinical research around this, abdominal fat reduced significantly during this. The weight loss, the average weight loss all the way after was about 5 pounds. And there was an inch of loss around the waist across the whole study group. Now, we combine this with cryotherapy. And the reason we do that is if our body is already going into this state of clearing inflammation out, of producing stem cells, one way we can stack this with something to make it healthier and more effective is to put us in a cold exposure, so cryotherapy. When we do that, there's a few reasons I think that it adds a bit to it and makes it more effective. And some of that is we are increasing metabolism for a little bit. We are reducing inflammation a bit further. And so our average weight loss is about 8.5 pounds when we do that. And some of that does come from the cryotherapy. Our average inch loss is about 1.5 inches. So everything is just a little bit more. But the clinical research is still also incredible. If we look at the markers of aging. So if I'm doing this and I'm just trying to say, I want to feel better, but I feel pretty good now. So I don't necessarily need to keep doing this to lose weight or anything like that. One thing that you can look at is the research around, can we slow aging? Is that possible? And what they found was that what super agers do, so these people who age really well, is that they prevent disease. They control their inflammatory levels quite well. They have great cell replication, so their cells reproduce very well. They don't get dysfunctional as easy. They clear out those cells faster, and they maintain their activity level and their strength in later into life. If you go down that list and you say, like, what are the things that I can do to add to this? I think certainly regular health activities, sleep, exercise, great diet and hydration, all super important to this. But I think having a regularly scheduled reset where you clear out and reduce your risk for disease, we reduce inflammation. Inflammation is a major marker of disease in almost all states, basically every state that you can think of. We improve cell clearance and autophagy. We clear out those damaged DNA cells or the cells that didn't replicate correctly. Like, this is what gives us access to this super aging, like, demographic, is doing this multiple times a year. And I think it can really be a great thing to add to your routine this year if health is on your agenda. So the question that we get a lot is like, I do intermittent fasting. Why is this different than intermittent fasting? The research says we don't get into this autophagy phase where your body's actually going in and clearing out cells until about the third day of a fasting period. And so that is a major thing because a lot of times we're doing 1 to 2 and we're not quite getting over that hump to actually be able to really get in and clear out some of the cells, which to me is the major part of the benefit of this. Like that's everything why we do it, is to get into that autophagy phase and actually do a reset where you're clearing out a lot of these damaging cells and making sure that we improve the function of our body while maintaining, again, hormone production, muscle mass, all of that stuff. The things that I'll tell you, if you're going to join us on this, we have a few groups starting this each Monday of the month of January. I would love to hear if you're going to join this little 5-day challenge, and you can either go to Prolon and get that. You can call our office. You can go to acadianapain.com/reset and you'll find the information about how to do this and how to join us on this stuff. But when you look at what the full reset to us is, we do the fasting mimicking diet for 5 days. We do 5 days of whole body cryotherapy. After cryotherapy, we do PEMF and infrared combined. So we're restoring blood flow to all these cells. And we want people to do some version of a very easy workout during this routine. We test ketone levels for people to see how deep into that fasting state they're getting. So how far into it, do they need to tweak anything? Do they need to change anything? So basically every time they come in over those 5 days, they get tested and we take them through everything. We do all their measurements for them and really kind of dig into what changes are happening. And it is absolutely incredible. Like the stuff that we've seen around this is so good. And the improvements that some of our patients have made in pain and healing and inflammation have been amazing, which is why we started doing this. Is like, what better time than after the holidays? We want to hit the ground running in a new year. We want to feel healthy. We want to, you know, probably drop a few pounds, drop some inflammation, get our energy back after kind of long holidays. And this is the best way that we can do it. So start 2024 fast with us, and you will not be disappointed. It's just absolutely one of the best things. We, again, reduce inflammation. We heal faster. If you've had something that you've been needing to heal, and you need to boost those stem cells and get the pain down, it's so good. We get increased brain energy. We drop some weight. We reverse a lot of the markers of aging. We reduce our risk for cancer, Alzheimer's, all of these things. And it really is not as hard as you think. I think we've had upwards of 800 to 1,000 people do this with us over the years. And every single time, the results that we get from people, it's just amazing to hear it. And the people who you don't often think sometimes that will benefit from it. So if you know somebody who's been struggling with some sort of health issue, any type of inflammatory issue, any type of healing issue, any type of weight issue, the research around this reset and the fasting mimicking diet are so, so good. I encourage you, if you're even thinking about this, to go back in and kind of dig into some of the research around this. You could listen. I'll link to our past podcast episodes on fasting, but I would love for you to listen to the one with Dr. Joseph Antoon. I think that was like episode 43. You could go back and listen to the one with Dr. James Kelly, who's the leading researcher of Prolon. Myself and Dr. Jay Ashley also did one. So you can kind of go back through those episodes and some really great information on how this can, the science of it and how this can benefit you. But I think for something that you can do to get started this year, whether you're setting health goals or not, I'd love to have you join the Start 2024 fast with us and really kind of hit the ground running. So I hope that helps. We've got some amazing stuff coming up on the podcast. Whether you want to know more about yoga, whether you want to know more about healing and eating, if you want to know more about health and accelerated healing, if you want to know more about autoimmune issues and how that affects us if you want to know more about accelerated healing and how to do that, how to tap into the science of that, if you want to know more about gut health and how we improve gut health, we've got some information on medical use of marijuana, CBD, and THC coming up. We've got the kind of future of stem cell production and how we can use some of the latest technology to do that and get better results with it. Some of the guests that are coming on, it's an embarrassment of riches. We have just an absolutely incredible lineup that if you haven't, please subscribe to the podcast. Please leave us a review. That's how we get kind of moving up the chart. And we do have a goal to become one of the top health and wellness podcasts in the world and really impact a lot of people's health and what they can actually do. And that's the main thing we want you to get from these things is true action out of it. I don't want it to just be good information. It's stuff that you can actually put into your life that will change it. And so we're so thankful for all of you who are doing that. But that's why we get these amazing guests on the show, because you have left a review, you've shared it, you've told somebody about it. Go check this episode out. I think it'll really help you. I talk to friends all the time. Like my wife, my girlfriend, my mother kept trying to get me to listen. And when I did, I wish I knew this information earlier. So I really appreciate everybody. But if you haven't, it takes you like 2 seconds to leave a review. And if you want to watch these, we're starting to ramp up and increase the amount of information that we are putting on YouTube. So you can go to YouTube at Dr. Derrick, at D-R-D-E-R-R-I-C-K. And you can follow along. We're going to increase how much information and visual aids and how to teach better. I'm really excited about some of the stuff that we have going on there. So go subscribe. You can check these out. Sometimes that hits the brain center. A lot of times I'll put the podcast on and listen and just kind of see whenever I can. So check that out as well. But please join and start the 2024 fast challenge with us, and we'll do 5 days of the fasting mimicking diet and reset together, and we'll all kind of go through this and really get the year started off on a great foot. So I look forward to hearing from all of you and seeing you on the fasting program and getting started with a lot of that stuff. So enough of my rambling on. Let's get this year rolling. We're going to have an amazing year on the Pain and Performance Podcast, and I hope you'll join us as much as you possibly can. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share this information with someone who needs it. We hear it all the time from patients and friends and family that say they wish they heard this information earlier so they could have started this journey towards better health, a better life, a more pain-free life sooner. So if you know someone who can benefit from this information, please send the show to them. Also, you can get all of today's show notes and topics discussed at derrickhines.com/podcast. And for any treatment or pain inquiries, please go to acadianapain.com. Thanks again for listening. It means the world to me. Thanks for all of the feedback and any reviews that y'all can give. I really appreciate it. And remember, just try and get a little bit healthier every day.